And good morning. Welcome back to FLX Morning. It is 8:37. It's time for our regular segment with our friends from Finger Lakes Health. Kim Alakwe is here with us. Kim, good morning.
Morning, Paul.
And before we introduce our guest for this morning, I know you have an update on a story that we talked about here on Finger Lakes News Radio, the brand new urgent care at Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hospital.
Yes, I'm very excited to announce that in response to community request and in our promise to increase access to care, that we opened urgent care yesterday at Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hospital. It's located on the second floor in the Soldiers and Sailors Health Center office. The office is open right now Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and we will be increasing our hours and days of service in the months to come. You can make appointments online, or you can also just walk in, or you can also call 315-531-2020 to make an appointment. So we're very excited, and we had a great turnout for the opening of urgent care yesterday.
Yeah, it's fantastic to have that facility serving the Penn Yan and the 8 Schuyler Steuben County areas. Would you like to introduce our guest for this morning?
Sure. I'm very excited to introduce Dr. Sixto Medina. Dr. Medina has been with us for almost 5 years. He's board certified in internal medicine. He currently sees patients at Seneca Family Health Center in Waterloo, Clyde Family Health Center in Clyde, and he's starting to see patients at Clifton Springs Internal Medicine in Clifton Springs. So very excited to welcome Dr. Medina.
Yes, Dr. Medina, welcome aboard.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Good morning.
Tell me a little bit about your background prior to coming here to the Finger Lakes region.
So I did internal medicine in Puerto Rico. Before that, I studied medicine in Aruba and Xavier University School of Medicine. Once I graduated from internal medicine, I moved to New York. This is my first job, only interview. And then I knew I wanted to do weight loss because I'm very fascinated by it. So I did become board certified in obesity medicine as well. Yes.
So talking about heart health is opening up to me a very wide range of things, because there are literally hundreds of things that can affect the health of your heart. If there was one basic thing you could say to somebody in regards to keeping your heart healthy, what would it be? Would it be to not smoke, eat right? Which one do you think takes the number one spot there on that list?
Definitely not smoking would be number one, but also stress management. We don't emphasize enough in that. Our daily routines, our exercise routines, how do I cope with the things that are thrown at me? Stress is a silent killer. It increases blood pressure, cortisol levels. We can't sleep, and it definitely affects your heart.
So lowering the stress level is one way of making yourself a little bit calmer, a little bit, maybe take it a little bit easier on your systems. But you put your finger on a big one, is smoking. And it's not just smoking, but now with vaping being such a popular thing. How does vaping affect one's heart health?
Vaping is worse than cigarettes. For cigarettes, when cigarettes came out, they would affect everyone. You had secondhand smoke. When you talk about vaping, what I tell my patients is you took all the secondhand smoke and the firsthand smoke and just concentrate it on that person that's doing the vape. You're heating up metals, you're heating up plastics, and you're inhaling hot oil. So that actually irritates your lungs worse than smoke.
And of course, if the lungs are working harder, that means the heart's got to work harder in unison.
Definitely. I have seen younger people in their 20s and 30s with COPD, with permanent damage in their lungs, with CT scans that we would not see with cigarette smoke. Not only that, it does affect your heart. You're putting in all these excess chemicals in your body that do affect your cardiovascular system.
And what about the role of exercise? I don't think we emphasize enough the role of what regular exercise can do, not only for our heart health, but as an overall health benefit.
Definitely. Exercise is wonderful. This is misconception that I want people to run a marathon, 5Ks, 10Ks. Exercise is whatever you enjoy doing that is a physical activity that's going to increase your heart rate. That's a cardiovascular workout. If it's done for half an hour, 45 minutes. When we do resistance training, when I'm lifting something, doing repetitive movements, I am building up my muscle mass. I'm improving my metabolism. I am providing more youth, more energy, and better quality of sleep. So exercise is overall great, not just because I want patients to lose some weight, is improve cardiovascular health, muscle mass, and metabolism.
We're talking with Dr. Sixto Medina from Finger Lakes Health here on FLX Morning. And exercise and diet, they go hand in hand. You could do all the great exercise in the world. You could work out 3 days a week. You could walk a couple of miles a day. But if you're not putting the right stuff into your system to go along with that, then really the benefits of the exercise kind of get canceled out.
Definitely. So funny thing is, when we talk about weight loss, and I keep going to weight loss because I'm fascinated about it, we think that exercise, I'm going to lose all this weight with exercise. No, exercise is only 5% of weight loss, right? So we do need that exercise for my cardiovascular health. But when I do unhealthy fats, when I eat a bunch of carbs, when I'm putting my body under all the stress caused by the chemicals, the preservatives, unhealthy diet, it's going to affect my heart. It's going to put more strain in my heart. We're going to have more cholesterol plaques, more tired, fatigue, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And how hard is it really? We're going to kind of straddle between both weight loss and heart health here, since the two of those are definitely related. How hard is it to truly eat properly?
It's not that hard. I encourage my patients to do baby steps. One small step at a time. What can we change today? What can we incorporate into your daily routine? Once you got that down, now this is not something that you have to think about. This is something that you now do. So once we're there, what other step can we take? So I don't expect my patients that smokes a pack a day of cigarettes and love the deep fried chicken wings with all the extra batter, extra crispy, to abandon everything overnight. That's ridiculous.
And that may actually cause more harm than good, trying to drop everything all at once.
Yes, definitely. If we're talking about stress hormones, definitely that patient is going to have a lot of anxiety, is going to have a lot of cravings, and they're going to end up, they might be able to do the sacrifice and stop everything abruptly for a few weeks, a few months. It's a patch. It's going to fall off. And it's going to be worse for the patient.
Yeah, and not only that, but trying to stop everything cold turkey, it might work for some people, but for the most part, it hardly ever bears success for the reasons that you're mentioning, because it's such a shock to your system that you're so used to having this stuff, and then to all of a sudden just completely eliminate it.
Definitely. Not only that, we're creatures of habit. If you have someone that smokes every day, they have that habit. You tell them, you need to quit smoking. They're going to be like, what am I going to do with my time? Like, they can't foresee a life without the cigarette, right? So baby step it. Small steps. One less cigarette a week. One less cigarette a month. Now you stop smoking. What can we modify now? What can we add? What exercise routine? So I'm bored. I have more free time. I have more money, right? Mm-hmm. Because cigarettes are expensive. So why don't we spend that money in healthier habits? Running shoes, or walking shoes, maybe a gym membership, or just switching one thing for another, healthier habits.
We're talking with Dr. Sixto Medina here on FLX Morning from Finger Lakes Health. We're talking about heart health. Now, there are some things, you can do a lot of preventative stuff, but there are some types of heart defects and things that are hereditary. Mm-hmm. That unfortunately, if they are part of that genealogy, if you will, you're going to wind up having to deal with. How frequently do you wind up having to treat cases like that?
Quite often. I do have multiple patients that either their mom or their dad or dad, siblings, all had heart attacks in their 30s and 40s, right? And then you do have this one family member that was worried about it, that decided to do something about it in their younger years, has sought medical attention and does follow the recommendations, healthier habits, healthier diets. And when you look at them, they're healthy. They might have higher cholesterol, familial hypercholesterolemia, but you look at their coronaries, they don't have any plaques. They have done something about it. So we do see it often.
I'm glad you mentioned the word cholesterol, because that is like one of the, it's one of those things where people focus on the bad, but there's good cholesterol and there's bad cholesterol. Mm-hmm. And you can have high bad cholesterol, but you can also have not high enough good cholesterol.
Definitely.
So how do you affect that?
Yeah. So there are things that are going to increase and decrease both good and bad cholesterol. So let's focus on good cholesterol. What will increase my good cholesterol? Good physical activity, adequate rest, good dietary habits, and physical activity. So physical activity is going to increase. It's the one thing that will increase my good cholesterol. Things that will decrease my good cholesterol, definitely cigarette smoking, not sleeping adequately. I said smoking already. That's the biggest HDL, the good cholesterol killer, is the smoking. When we talk about bad cholesterol, we can definitely talk about processed foods. We can talk about cigarette smoking, not moving around enough, things that we carb-loaded meals, which we love. That's going to increase our triglycerides and our bad cholesterol. But the truth is, cholesterol are just fats in our blood. We need fats. It's impossible to remove LDL, the bad cholesterol, completely because it does have a function in our system. So when we exercise, increase good cholesterol, decrease bad cholesterol. Triglycerides are basically a fat molecule that we use to transport sugars. So we need triglycerides. We just need to focus on eating more protein, healthier proteins, healthier fats, less carbohydrates, and things not naturally will improve. But some people just produce a lot of bad cholesterol, and unfortunately, we need to treat it to prevent a heart attack or a stroke.
Now, I picked up on something here because you've mentioned it a couple of times, and it bears repeating because I think it's a bit of a sleeper, and I'm pun fully intended on this. As we're talking about diet and exercise and how important those are, but I think one thing that a lot of people lose sight on is the proper amount of sleep a night. Is there a certain number, or does it vary depending on the person's metabolism and genetic makeup?
Ideally, 8 hours would be beautiful, but anything above six is great. We're looking for quality of sleep. So some people do have sleep issues. Some people have sleep apnea. It's quite common, and that will affect your heart health as well.
Okay, I'm glad you mentioned that.
So sleep apnea is actually a pretty aggressive disease where we stop breathing multiple times an hour, and most people that have it, that have not done a sleep study, don't know that they have it. Why is this? Because, well, I sleep. I'm not dead, right?
Right.
And I don't stop breathing.
Right. You wake up in the morning. About your day. Yeah.
So my analogy is when you have children and they pass out on the couch and you pick them up to take them to their bedroom, they might look at you, mumble. They don't remember that interaction. They're asleep. So every time you fall asleep and you stop breathing, your brain wakes you up. It's a pretty rude awakening. It's like someone's choking you and you want to wake up to stay alive.
Right.
Right. You don't remember that encounter, but it happens over and over and over per hour. So now you have high adrenaline levels, high cortisol levels. These are the stress hormones. And you did not recover. You did not rest while you were sleeping. You will be tired every day of your life. These are people that take a nap and wake up from a nap even more tired. I don't know if you've heard that. Or it doesn't matter how many hours they sleep. They're just so tired. They're people that sit down and just could fall asleep anywhere they are. So that would I would talk to your doctor if you identify and maybe get a sleep study done.
So to recap, number one, smoking.
Yes.
That is probably the single biggest offender for heart health. Diet, exercise, proper sleep, and lowering stress levels.
Yes.
So that sounds like a lot, but I think if we follow the process that you're referring to, Dr. Medina, of not trying to do everything at once, but to take small graduated steps, that is a great way towards improving your heart health.
Definitely, yes.
And I should also mention that if you're going to do any kind of diet and exercise program and stuff like this, always good to consult your physician.
Definitely, yes.
Because everybody is different. People have different nutritional needs, so on and so forth. One size does not fit all.
100% agree, yes.
Fantastic. Dr. Medina, thank you so much for stopping in this morning. Kim, good to see you again as well. Thank you so much.
Nice to see you.
By the way, Dr. Medina, if people would like to perhaps visit you for a consultation, how do they reach out to you?
So we're at Seneca Family Health, also in Clyde Family Health. I just started working
in Clifton Springs. He's starting to see patients there. And you can find the phone numbers for all three practices on our website at flhealth.org.
All right. Fantastic. Thank you so much to the both of you. Have a fantastic day. Thanks for stopping by this morning.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Paul.
It's 8:52 on FLX Morning.